Good afternoon, and welcome to 21st Century Holding Company's third quarter 2009 financial results conference call. My name is John, and I'll be your operator today. Please note that today's call is being recorded. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode, but later we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and the instructions on how to do so will be given at that time. Statements in this conference call or in documents incorporated by reference that are not historical fact are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements are subject to certain risks and uncertainties that could cause actual events and results to differ materially from those discussed herein. Without limiting the generality of the foregoing words such as may, will, expect, believe, anticipate, intend, could, would, estimate, or continue, or the negative other variations thereof or comparable terminology are intended to identify forward-looking statements. The risks and uncertainties include, but are not limited to, the risks and uncertainties described in this conference call, our press release issued today, and other filings made by the company with the SEC from time to time. Furthermore, the unaudited consolidated financial statements of 21st Century Holding Company for the quarter ending September 30th, 2009, have been prepared in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles for interim financial information and with the instructions from Form 10-Q and Rule 10-01 of Regulation S-X. These financial statements do not include all information and notes required by GAAP for complete financial statements and should be read in conjunction with the audited consolidated financial statements and notes there to include in the company's annual report on Form 10-K for the year ending December 31st, 2008. Now, at this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Michael Braun, Chief Executive Officer of 21st Century Holding Company. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Our results and profitability were affected this quarter by high reinsurance costs, less earned premium from wind mitigation credits, and lower total revenues as a result of the company's decision not to write homeowner policies during the wind season. These factors will continue to have an effect on the fourth quarter of 2009, and as we have told you before, will not report a profit in the fourth quarter. We believe the significant steps we have taken to improve revenue growth and profitability will result in improved earnings in 2010. We reported improved gross written premium so far this year, which will result in higher earned premiums over the coming 12 months. We are making progress on a number of growth initiatives to improve premium growth and profitability. We received approvals from the Florida Office of Insurance Regulation for a 19% rate increase statewide and the ability to assume up to 45,000 additional policies from Citizens Property Insurance Corporation. We are also continuing to diversify our business model by expanding into additional lines of insurance, such as commercial residential and growing our automobile lines. We expect an improvement in operating margins, a result of our return to writing homeowners insurance as the wind season comes to a close and the implementation of our new homeowner rates. We have seen yield improvement in our investment portfolio, now managed by a team of professional independent advisors and asset managers, which we expect will result in sustainable future profits. As you are probably aware, we received an unsolicited, non-binding proposal of interest to acquire our company from Homeowners Choice, Inc. last month. Our board of directors, after careful consideration with its financial advisors and legal counsel, unanimously rejected the proposal as inadequate, undervaluing the assets and future earnings potential of 21st Century, and not in the best interest of our shareholders for a number of additional reasons. We strongly believe that pursuing 21st Century's existing strategic growth plan is the best way to enable our shareholders to realize the inherent value of the company. A copy of our press release and letter to shareholders can be found on our website for more information. We believe that we are on the right track to overcome the economic hurdles facing our industry. We have high valuable assets and licenses and a diversified business model and a solid business plan for sustained long-term premium growth. I want to remind you that generating an attractive return for our shareholders is a top priority for our board and management team. Our board recently announced a stock repurchase plan of up to $4 million, which will provide increased value directly to our shareholders. As a reminder, the Q&A portion of this call is intended to address our quarterly earnings results. With that, I'd like to open up the line for questions on our quarterly earnings only. Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, if you have a question or comment, you can press the star, then one key on your touchtone telephone to queue up for a live question. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or comment, press the star, then one key to queue up for a live question. Okay, at the moment I show no questions. However, I would like to remind everyone on the instructions on how to do so. If you would like to ask a live question, press the star, then one key on your touchtone telephone. Okay, it appears we have one question in the queue coming from Mark Vidal.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I haven't been associated with your company in a couple of years, but I remember when, the state of Florida intervened in the market and basically told you you couldn't raise the premiums to the what the market would bear, and as a result, a lot of customers went to the state of Florida's agency. I take it from your press release this has reversed, but I was just wondering what the overall legal framework in Florida is now, such that in case there was a very bad year and everyone was raising premiums, could the or would the state do what it did last time, which crippled you guys?
Well, after the 2004 and 2005 seasons, rates went up considerably because of the high reinsurance costs. The state did a couple different things to provide relief to the people of the state of Florida, and that meant that they brought Citizens' rates to an artificially low level and not being the insurer of last result, but rather really competing with us directly. They also provided an additional capacity with the Florida Hurricane Cat Fund, which is where we buy reinsurance from. Those two have turned out to be problematic. When you have things that aren't necessarily economically have limitations to them, the FHCF did not have the liquidity and really didn't have the ability to pay if all capacity was needed. So where they have expanded it dramatically up to $28 billion, they're now contracting it by $2 billion a year, and they're increasing their rates on a certain layer. I think the state understands that private reinsurance was there for companies in 2004 and 2005 is available in the future. So I think that the state had very good intentions, but I think that they understand the need for a healthy reinsurance market. Competing with Citizens clearly benefits certain people within the state of Florida, and now what they are on is a glide path. A glide path is some areas the rates may need to go up 40, 50, 60, 70, 80%. Other areas they're actually reducing the rates. No area and or no policyholder will be going up by more than 10%. There are certain caveats with that the state has, but generally speaking, the glide path will bring people up about 10%. So an area that's up has to go up 50%. Just in rough math, it would take about 5 years for them to really get to the correct level. I think the state had a lot of initiatives to benefit people within the state of Florida, but a lot of shortcomings has been exposed by that. And I think the pendulum is swinging back to entice a healthy private reinsurance market, but now even more to help stabilize the primary writers as well. So I don't know what the state would do in the future, but I think that I think that there's opportunities in the state of Florida.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, again, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question at this time, press the star, then one key. And we did want to remind everyone to limit themselves to one question and one follow-up question so everybody has a chance to ask their questions. So at this time, once again, if you have a question or comment, press the star, then one key on your touchtone telephone. Okay, at the moment, I'm still showing no questions.
Okay, well, we just wanted to thank you, everyone who did dial in or who listens to this at a later time. The management team here and the employees that we have are committed to the company as we go through some challenging times. We're clearly addressing those challenging items and working through them, and we feel that our plan of action is solid, and we anticipate good things, very good things for the company in the future. So unless, operator, there's any other calls, I just wanted to thank everyone for calling in.
Okay, I still show no questions. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude your conference for today. Everyone have